The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
So as I recall,
you were talking to what's his face?
Grandfather Zetembe is his face.
Did we call him Grandfather Zetembe last time?
I don't remember that.
Grandpa Kitchen,
Grandpapa.
Yeah, it's Grandpa's Kitchen. I am your grandpa.
What's that?
It's a YouTube channel.
Oh, the best YouTube channel.
It really what's it called?
Is. Grandpa's Kitchen. Huh. Shout out to Grandpa's Kitchen. He makes curries.
Ooh.
I think it's Grandpa Kitchen. Does like use his a, name is Kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
Does he use a busted-ass paste?
No, he's got the best pans ever. Huh. He cooks outside on cinder blocks and fire. He makes a cake in what is essentially a saucepan big enough to fit like 7 3-year-olds.
All right.
That's a bonus episode.
A very specific number.
All right, where are we going? All right, so Nolan and Stonebold.
Yep.
The two of you were speaking to Grandfather Zetembe. Yep. I believe he was at the Temple of Savaris. He was looking into some stuff for you. He had given you a vision of things I'm sure you no longer remember.
No.
I
think I remember having a conversation with him and then someone telling us our buddies were in trouble.
You begin to hear shouts and screams.
Okay.
I hear it.
That's great Foley art. Thank you, son. So, yes, you begin to hear shouts and screams of commotion, the cries for help, and the calls for a cleric, and so on and so forth. Zetembe, obviously, you know, some of the other
Oh, yeah, because he was having...
What?
He was, like, full-on seer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the other, I believe it's ascetics is the word I want to use.
Ascetic.
Ascetic, whatever it is.
I'm pretty aesthetic.
They begin to filter out into the street to see what is going on. What would the two of you like to do?
Well, if the guy we're talking to is leaving, then I guess we'll fall.
Is he leaving?
Yes. He's headed out to see if there's anything he can do to assist.
All right. Well, we can't talk to him.
We'll follow the crowd.
Here. Yeah.
You notice that the crowds in Port Nyanzaru have before been ruckus and so on and so forth, but this is a little bit different. This is very panicked. There's lots of commotion. You sort of step out of the temple, and you can see sort of a block and a half down, two blocks down. It's almost as if a central event has occurred and everyone is milling around to see it. And you can hear shouts and screams and cries for help in that direction.
Okay.
Zetembe, as best as he can, he is an elderly man, is hobbling his way towards that direction, trying to fight his way through the crowd.
I'll help him get through the crowd.
As I say.
Without throwing any bows or anything.
Throw over your shoulder.
I
just care about this. Can you see anything?
Perception checks from Stonebold and Nolan.
Nat 20, 24.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good start.
That's
not
good start.
24.
All right, fair enough.
Like 7.
You see that as you always get in a crowd, most of the crowd is surging towards, it looks like an alleyway. You know, it's sort of a side street or something in between the space of two buildings. You notice that there are several people coming away, filtering out from that place, and you're pretty sure one of them was carrying something that you know belongs to Bork? Like, you're like, wait a second, isn't that Bork's cloak? And, like, you see that person, like, scurry off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice several other people are milling about. So the majority of the people are pushing in to see what the ruckus is, but there are a few people squirreling away, bumping into each other. Sort of that pickpocket thing that you sort of expect in all the films.
Hmm.
You also notice with the Nat 20 that it doesn't appear to be the only one carting off items.
Is there some random little bit of open space just somewhere in the crowd, like, that's near that alley?
Ish, probably.
I create a bonfire.
Okay, roll it.
And I'll just be like, move!
All right, roll God, I was playing Call of Cthulhu last. What's a skill? Intimidate? Is that a skill in this game?
Nah.
Yes. Roll damage on commoners.
And I'm good at it, actually. Yeah, I'm kind of good at it.
You can roll with advantage because you did create fire.
Ooh. Well, that's one more. So 14.
Yeah, no, you definitely... You realize after you've done it, you're like, this was a great idea. They'll move. You cause further panic. So, I mean, it does help you move along a little bit faster. You're tall, aren't you, Josh? Stonebold is sizable.
He's built like a mini fridge.
Nolan is 6'3".
Okay, so nah, you are...
Yeah, he's a big one.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and add on to that. So King Song, as you get closer, you're starting to see that they're huddled around the mouth of the alley. As now you're getting close to, you know, like the stage at a concert. It's getting more and more dense. Even the fire has dissuaded them, but they're also running away from the fire and so on and so forth. You can clearly see a body lying in a pool of blood. You're seeing a number of footsteps in and out of that blood running around. The person lying in the pool of blood is in their tunic, and they definitely look like Bork. You are getting a very unpleasant feeling as you push closer and closer to the edge of this crowd.
Mm. Oh, shit.
You do see, as you get closer and closer, like I said, the alleyway obviously goes somewhere. So as you're getting closer and closer, it appears that Bork's body is lying there in this pool of blood, completely stripped down to his underwear. You can see they appeared to pull it around the two large arrows in his back. He does appear to be maybe thrashing around, but there is a lot of blood on the ground. You happen to see from the other way, so the other end of the alleyway, you can hear cries and calls for a cleric, and you get the sense, over here, you know, everyone's sort of screaming and making a general ruckus. You see a dwarf come around the corner, red beard, bright red hair, step up to the body. The body before you is almost gone. You have but a moment's notice if you would like to save this poor man's life.
I would like to cast...
Don't you f*** this up!
This is the highest level spell I have. Hang on, this is new. Spiritual weapon.
Nailed it.
I'll cast...
Cure wounds.
Cure wounds or prayer of healing?
What cure wounds.
Alright, I'll do cure wounds then. That sounds good.
Is that touch, Fudge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I not touch him?
That's up to you. You're the doctor. You tell me. You should also talk into the mic. I can't tell over my shoulder if you're being picked up or not.
Probably not.
Healing word is a range. Right. You don't have to touch him. Cure wounds, you have to touch him, but you can heal more with it.
Is healing prayer from Xanathar?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure if he didn't just make that up.
I think it's prayer healing.
Of healing.
Healing prayer.
Healing prairie.
And I believe prayer of healing like takes you back up to... It's a group. It's like a ritual, I think. I think it takes 10 minutes to cast.
You're probably thinking...
Healing? Oh, I think I'll maybe. Do healing word.
Okay.
Herd and word.
The herd is the word.
So that is... Sorry.
1d4 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Is that still
cleric
a touch?
Lately? No.
Yeah.
Josh, you're better than D&D Beyond.
We're going to cast it at first level.
Let's see what I'm worth to you.
That's as far as I can go.
Oh.
Hey, there you go. Rolled mags.
I got this dice. It's hard to pick up.
It's 7. You got 7.
Oh,
baby.
4.
It
8.
Says 2d4 plus 3.
Healing word does?
11. HP.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
No, sorry. Oh, sorry. I cast it at second level.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I did it as well as I could.
So as you come around the corner, you've just been hearing cries for a cleric. You come around, you see this person face down in a pool of blood. You realize you only have a few moments to act. You cast a spell. And as you cast your spell, you know, and again, for every cleric, I assume that this is different, right? But you're vocalizing the power of your god. You feel... You feel that come down into your chest, right? And you push that out and you feel it hit the body of the man before you, and something's wrong. It's like it doesn't work.
I cast Restoration.
At this point you are basically standing over the body.
Okay.
You can feel his soul going.
Okay.
He's now where he was.
That's the sound of a soul
Evacuating.
I've evacuated my soul.
At this point, where they might have been twitching or rolling around, now they're laying very still.
They?
The body, I guess. Okay, I should say.
Okay. I was just double checking I didn't miss them.
To keep immersing people, this dwarf has no idea who this person is and why they're lying there.
First of all, his pronoun is Zer and Zim.
Gotcha.
I would like to check...
Bork. How do you know? Oh, you. Yeah, good one. I come back to life in a rage.
Now a barbarian.
Choking out Nigel.
Of course it was Bork. Wait, Nigel? My name is Nolan.
Do I get last words?
The written in blood on a wall. F you, Nigel. You twat.
Oh, well, good thing he wasn't talking to me.
I guess it depends on whether or not the cleric is able to save your life.
Do I see people trying to loot his body still? Because I'm going to kill him.
Anyway, I'm checking to see if Bork is still alive.
Make a perception check.
So that's 21.
You had a bow, didn't you?
I had a spear.
Okay. You do see
someone
making off with a spear.
That's my finishing move.
Stopping that person.
Make me a... How bad would you like to stop that person?
In half.
I mean, it's really up to you. Right. This is an opportunistic thief who ran through a puddle of a man's blood to take his stuff.
I'm going to stop the person and have stopped the persons when I'm finished.
Gotcha.
There's going to be more than one of them.
You go right ahead. You make me a roll that's not a one.
Okay. And we'll do it with advantage. Because I'm angry at him. I'm going to borrow this, if that's all right. This is going to be loud. I should get a different D20.
Did you bring your new dice attacker for Christmas?
All right, I got a crit. He is dead as hell.
Oh, yeah, no. You good old...
Men damage, but that's okay. I get that great weapon.
You need a cleric for somebody else now.
Hell no.
17.
Oh, yeah, no, you just straight up...
Whatever, double.
Yeah, you just straight up just... This guy is halved, most definitely. The spear clatters to the ground. Blood spray everywhere. Some of the crowd goes, ooh, most of them go shriek, but they're all impressed in their own way.
I grab the spear and loudly inform the crowd that if anyone comes near my friend again, they're dead. And I'll pay money to know who took his other stuff.
You gonna roll and intimidate?
I'm not gonna be good at it.
It's not bad.
I say he has advantage if he just twained a man.
They're at 10 without...
They're definitely shook. You do see a couple of other opportunistic fools looking around to see if they can find anyone.
I just point at him.
Back to the unknown dwarf.
I don't know that there's anything I can do. I guess I will try to cast Lesser Restoration just to see if I can...
Simulcast.
If you would like to cast it, you can.
I will give it a shot.
Okay.
Just touch my friend.
Do I get a death throw?
Do you get a death throw?
Like, saves? Did I do saves?
Where am I?
Healing him.
No, where is Brome?
You're a stranger touching my friend.
No, where is Paul? Sorry. No, that's a different
guy. The one you're healing.
We're focusing on the here and the now.
Okay.
I thought you were healing Paul.
Do you lay your hands upon him then and attempt to cast a spell?
Touch him.
I'm assuming that's
time for me to get poisoned. Yes.
Okay.
Wait, I'm a dwarf. I'm fine.
As you put your hands upon him, your blood-stained hands, his eyes open for just a moment as you start to feel his soul slip away. You got anything for me, champ?
I... Borkamania. Forever.
And then you feel his soul start to float, and you probably normally feel this thing, right? You feel this, you normally feel the soul float and then go to whatever god or gods that it's supposed to go. You feel the soul float, and then it's almost as if you feel the long reach of something horrific just snag that soul, and it screams as it's pulled somewhere that it does not intend to go.
Uh-oh. It's like that movie Ghost.
And Fodge, you stand there, your blood-covered hands, unable to save another life's since this curse has hit the world.
Fake!
The dwarf does not feel as if it is his fault, but Fodge's hands are covered in blood.
But Bork's spirit does. Out there somewhere.
I hope I didn't wake up your son.
Where's Paul? Oh, you don't know who Paul is. Never mind. Have you seen him, Stonebold? In the crowd? Or is there another corpse?
No. You see no other corpses. There's an investigate roll.
I go down to the other end of the alley.
Yeah, I actually have investigate.
Yeah, if you'd like to roll investigate.
Oh, wait. No, I have insight.
Whatever.
Yeah, I do have investigate.
You're pulling a Fodge on me right now.
Yeah.
I got a +8 in whichever one you need. Which one you need, BB?
I'm too torn up about it. I got a 5.
So
with a +8?
No, I only got a +2. Oh, I never said I got a +8.
So the three of you are now standing over the recently expired corpse of Bork Landskar.
Do you want my character sheet?
If you wanna.
No, I won't keep it. Give it a Viking funeral.
I mean, theoretically, you know, Fodge could resurrect you, right?
I don't know that spell.
He could make atonement for the crime he definitely did not commit.
In like 5 levels, he could.
Yeah.
Not in this plane.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We gotta fix the thing.
The Durth curse.
Durf curve.
Durf curve.
I feel like we should just scrap this episode, start over, and do this more, but dramatic. We could have went somewhere else with this. Can we do another take?
Take another shot at it.
Yeah, like,
go
rewind.
Go for it, man. I mean, what you got?
You know what I love about this? Is that at least with the long, drawn-out scream, Lucas will be able to edit it as, fuck, boop. And then they're going to be like, all right, take another shot, and it's just going to be...
Beep. Got it one.
So what would you three of you like to do as a body pools in its own blood before you?
I want to go down to the other end of the alley and see if there's another body or...
You don't see any other bodies? Investigate, if you're kind of looking around forensically D&Ding.
9.
I'll say that you do see signs of a scuffle. I mean, you clearly see there are 2 arrows in his back.
And bloody footprints.
Yes, and it looks like probably in the time between... there probably would have been a knife wound as well. Because if the 2 arrows hadn't killed him, whoever it did would have slit his throat. So he bled out quick and fast.
I'm going to take the arrows.
Yep.
Fast and furious.
I'm going to pick him up and... Take him back to the temple where Grandpa was?
Yeah, no. Grandfather's Atembe will... I mean, this is not necessarily exactly what they do at the Temple of Savarus, but they understand the, you know, the situation.
Are you doing it today?
I'll follow you, feeling a little bit guilty that I could not save to see if I can assist in any way.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if... Yeah, no, this is probably the closest you're going to get to some sort of, like, priestly, like... The Temple of Savarus is the deity of wizards, fortune tellers, diviners, and those who seek the truth. So,
as far as I know, they all heal.
Bork was a wizard in the ring.
Yeah,
they will definitely help. You know, wrap the body, lay it in state.
Can you go and try and investigate, see if you can find any clues to where our other friend is before the trail goes cold? See if any of the bystanders.
The spirit of Bork says, "Don't fucking split up."
I already tried that a little
Christ.
Bit.
Did we question anybody who was around?
No, but they were all screaming and running, so...
Well, yeah, just get them to scream and run answers.
I don't know who they were. It was a
scream
crowd.
And run at the truth.
We'll get the serial.
Follow the white bronco. The horse running through the trail.
Wow. The best part is all is that you had to make your amends to Flynn for the terrible joke, and nobody's going to pick it up. You always look to Flynn when you're like, I need to explain my terrible joke, which means nobody in the audience ever gets it, so they just think you're making shitty, awful, terrible jokes.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Well, it's for you. It's not for them.
Fair
enough.
This
one's for me.
Wait, we're recording?
For me. I get a little bit. Everybody gets one.
Wait, what? People have heard me play this game?
Oh no.
I hope not.
They know I'm a nerd. The secret's out. I got a rep.
So yes,
let's worry about that later.
Grandfather Zatembe, you know, gives you his condolences. It is not unusual to see death in the streets of Port Nine Zaru, but like this is assassination in broad daylight. This is something that has not been seen in Chult for a decade.
What were the names of the men who were in here before us?
Your friends went after them.
I believe so.
I do not know. They came approaching. They wished for me to see... they were asking him to see...
they were offering him a bag of about 400 gold and rubies.
Correct.
Dressed in leather armor and...
An innocuous amount of money for someone that high level.
Innocuous?
I think that's the word I meant.
He's saying if they were high level characters that took him out, that they should have offered way more money.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, which is exactly why, you know, very, very rich people pay only the finest of people to scrub their toilets. And they're not cheapskates at all.
I know a couple. I won't name any names. I think we all know who I mean. That's who I mean. Hey, he got McDonald's. I can't believe he did that. Still upset.
Don't say his name.
Don't talk to me about Bezos.
They are looking for a mage or very powerful wizard.
Well, they could have had one.
No, they do. Well, very powerful is debatable. They were looking for an individual of great power who is apparently out and searching Chult.
The twat we met in the heart.
My one love.
Didn't like that lady. Don't like these people. Grandpa's starting to piss me off.
Actually, he will tell you. Josh, I want a no roll. I want an idea roll. Right, I want to see how clever you are.
Insight.
Sure. I'll take insight.
13.
They start to describe the guy you met in the ziggurat.
The dragon bait guy? Dragon bait, but other guy?
Mm-hmm. Artis.
Yeah.
As he starts to describe it, you're like, that sort of sounds like Artis. Like, it's not a perfect description.
Right.
But,
they were looking for... Did we know that last time?
Well, that's why we went after him.
Yeah.
Because you got the sense that they were looking for artists. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have information on them. So we went after them.
Yes. And your response was to run down screaming the alley saying, I know! Let me tell you.
I mean, if they would have just shut up and let me tell them.
Oh, you're telling them. You're telling them everything. Social security number. You're telling them.
Joke's on them. My credit score sucks.
Got him. It's the long troll.
Can steal the identity.
You can have it.
Well,
you're a great seer, right? And they were in here, so you should be able to divine something about them.
I saw it.
I will look.
Seen it.
It is not a... Savris is not... it's not so easy as you ask the question, you receive the answer. Mm. But I will look and see what I can find.
I like the seer slurpee.
Is the hill dwarf still just hanging around?
I was helping wrap the body and prepare to pay last rites.
Would you like to narratively introduce yourself?
Not until somebody talks to me.
Okay, I'm just thought
quietly
I'd ask.
Quietly revert. I got duties.
I can't cast magic while you look. Turn around.
Glory.
If Grandpapa is beginning his seer thing, like laying down on the couch or whatever.
Yes.
Then
it's like a psilocybin trip.
I will check. Let me divine.
You see him.
He's working hard.
You see him put something on his tongue, and his eyes just dilate.
It's on some big eye shades.
I'm not going to judge how he gets his visions.
I will test the reputability.
I saw a large flying machine of metal and a white rabbit.
I envisioned I was laying on the couch in the middle of a mat, surrounded by giants who were being obnoxious. Oh God,
that's a bad trip.
One of them is flatulated. It will kill us all.
One had a sandwich the size of skyscrapers.
One man was eating a sandwich so large the entire time he thought about penises, but didn't think anyone else was thinking the same thing, and it made him uncomfortable.
It made me think about my mother.
God, I missed that one. Left hook like a boxer.
So in any case, if the seer is doing seer things, I will walk over towards the dwarf and say, don't know who you are, but thank you for at least trying.
Name's Saul Payman. Sorry, I couldn't be of more help.
Saul.
I wish there were photos and video to go along with just how proud he was. He's hiding it well in his voice.
Payman, as in payman?
Are you trying to do some sort of slur? Because I'm a dwarf, right?
What?
Calm down.
All right, I'm going to walk back over to my friend now. Thanks.
I just nod and go back to doing what I was doing.
The dwarf is strange.
That bit of the tism.
I don't think you're allowed to say that. 2019 now.
No, hardcore activism.
Oh, that kind of tism.
What did you mean?
Activism, Blizzard? They're not in good standings, right? Diablo Immortals.
Boo.
Can't remember Immortals.
Dodged it.
So what else would you chuckleheads like to do? The body is wrapped. Some of the other monks there, for lack of a better term, priests are, hey, you know what? Your friend is prepared.
Is old man P-Fart done seeing?
No. The bodies around here, we usually don't bury them. I know that's your custom.
No, don't bury them.
So what, you burn them? Yep. Or?
Absolutely. That's how we should do it.
Typically, yes. Let's just say burying bodies in the jungle doesn't work very well.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's not great when you go back to visit the gravestone and find pieces of your former loved one everywhere.
All right. I don't much care.
I think you'd much rather be burnt on a pyre than resurrected as a zombie anyway.
All right.
I don't think that's how Burke would want to go, but...
I didn't say what was
burnt on a trash pyre.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a pyre made out of all of his fallen victims and enemies.
But yes.
So, like,
in that grease. I'll go off like a Tinder twig.
You'll be burning for months like a tire fire.
But there will be no bugs.
Black, acrid smoke. What are they burning? Just one dude. Just one dude with a terrible diet. He's still going.
Just piles of dead bugs around the entire...
They say if he lived to be 40, they would have discovered the renewable energy source to feed a nation. But unfortunately, he's going to burn out in the near decade.
You know the energy sources don't feed people.
Well, you turn them into things, they do.
You can eat anything.
Hydroponics, man.
So would you like to be present then for the burning of the corpse? Is there anything else you'd want to do?
Well, how long does the seeing take?
He's not sure. It's going to be whatever he can see.
Well, so this is the one time I wish I was a bard. Like, just to sing your eulogy.
Oh, my God.
Like,
sing your own eulogy. Well, no, I guess it's bars.
So, I assume the body prep and everything would take a while.
Yes.
Okay, so do
so
we
you
have
time.
Stonebolt. And I want to go out and see if I can get any information outside.
Well, Stonebolt, before we go, how much time do we want to spend on this? Because if... Paul is...
It's going
to
be a terrible day when I have to bury all three people I've been spending weeks
with. If Paul is spilling his guts...
Terrible day.
I like how Dave just thinks I'm talking and not dead.
Well...
The last character sheet I took sided with the bad guys and became one of them.
Look, Mork's dead. We don't know where Paul is. We have to go find him.
Do we...
Yes. I'm sorry. There must have been something in my statement that made it seem like an option.
We
have to go find him. Not just me and the turd that I haven't kicked out of my pant leg. We have to go find him.
All right, I suppose.
It is in our, read as you, best interest to go find him. I appreciate your
because
help.
Because what?
Because we have to go find him.
How is that in our best interest?
Because they're going to kill the guys who did this to Bork.
That's in his best interest.
No,
that's
in my best interest.
To go into a den of thieves that murdered people in an alley?
Yep.
You have an interesting logic.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but
I have a problem, and I know the solution.
Are you trying to go now, Josh?
At least one of the alleys, see if I can find where they took him.
Sure. What's a appropriate skill roll? Some sort of investigation or something?
You said this is why I'll have the bodies being wrapped?
Yes. Right? This okay, is all so kind of...
Okay.
I mean, they basically... The actual physical wrapping of the body doesn't take that long.
I was just trying to prepare. And,
that is just...
I'm trying to atone for my guilt for not saving him.
They were assuming that you would like to do the pyre thing at dusk. That's fine. So that gives you a few hours to investigate. And obviously... If the Father Payman would like to join them, he can.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Do you think you could ever come back on like a motorcycle and like a nice Detroit singer
rebrand?
Yeah,
comes back as a heel, riding a Velociraptor,
Ghost Rider.
I'll get you back. It's my one goal.
Make it happen.
Yeah. So I'll start. Investigating, sure, you can investigate the crowd, looking around, whatever, all that.
You are able to intimidate, search, find things that basically leads you to assume that this was sort of maybe a setup. You're not quite sure, but you definitely get the sense that they were hit hard. They were hit fast. Most people didn't see anything other than a few cloaks. They heard a couple of cries, and then they saw the bloodshed.
Didn't cry. Not even Dirk Marley and me.
And I quote earlier today.
I did say I was a good cry. What did I say?
I haven't had a good cry.
Yeah.
So you have, you're able to scour that out in a couple of hours.
Okay. So nothing more than I had already assumed.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you hear whispers. The few people who you do talk to, or you're able to get some sort of straight answer out of, are very, very nervous about it. This isn't like, this place has dinosaur races during the week. Mm-hmm. Like, they have gladiatorial combat, but, like, slitting throats in an alleyway during the day, this is highly unusual. This is very irregular for Chult. And they all just kind of...
Well, upstanding citizens.
No, they all just kind of look to the side when you see this, because this is, like... You get a very a Gaijin look about them as you're talking to them, particularly those who are native Chult.
Port Nianzaro is a nicer city than New York, is what you're saying.
I mean, with the, I guess, like, maybe you get a sense that, like, that's almost their outlet, almost like ancient Rome. Like, ancient Rome, my understanding is that there was, they often proposed the idea, at least, that there was less crime because there was gladiatorial combat and bloodshed and a way for people to enjoy the... Right.
A catharsis that, you know, doesn't let rage build up inside.
Right, exactly.
Wake me
see
up.
Any of the other turd burglars who robbed his body?
Can't wake up!
Because of the curse.
Can't my soul's inside!
What, let's go, do you like high or low, Josh?
What are the odds? I'm new here.
Pick high.
Yeah. You actually have... Somebody's like, yeah, this guy stole all of his grease. Apparently he's reselling it in the alley.
I go buy some grease.
Do you buy it with a weapon? Mostly to the face area.
Yep. I am a blunt instrument.
Yep,
I have found a problem to solve.
I thought you had a sword.
Yeah, I do. So 17.
So yeah, I mean,
if you use the right part.
I suppose when that weapon cleaves right through the stall of the guy vending it, he doesn't really see it coming.
24.
Yeah, no, you.
Josh gotta get arrested.
I just stand
at some point. I may very well.
Yep. I stand several feet back and I'm like, sometimes this happens. Just try not to get blood on yourself.
Anything you'd like to do, Saul?
I don't really feel like I could take a good stock of the situation yet.
I announced to the people around the now two-stall lot that if anyone else knows who stole more things off my friend's corpse, I'm interested in the information. I collect my grease, I thank him for his day, and I move on.
Okay.
Did you cut the stall in half or him in half?
Yes.
Yes. Flynn, how much grease was it?
There,
I like to imagine it was a very anime thing where he cut horizontally. Like, you saw the guy selling and you just cut horizontally and you see the stall slide off to the side and his head stays for a minute until it rolls off and there's just a gouge of blood.
I had 7 tubs.
Oh my god.
That's so much more grease to use.
I'll take some of those tubs.
He's gonna kill you next.
You hear my spirit in your ear.
You're gonna keep them all?
I'm gonna burn them.
What?
You're helping me. You can have some.
We can burn them one day at a time so that they keep bugs away from us.
I'm here. About to bust out of the soulmonger. Come back. You give him my grease.
The Borg menorah.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Because your oil burned for like 8 nights.
Oh, the there's only Borg menorah. For one.
Wow.
Borg menorah.
That's a miracle.
Soon coming to the Rancor's brothel store near you.
Here.
You bitch on a bitch.
You're aiding me in my time of mourning. I'm going to go mourn some more as soon as I can find a bastard to mourn on.
I legitimately cast a spell aid.
I have
aid.
No problem with this.
But you always wonder, is he really dead?
No, he's pretty dead.
Just every time you cover yourself in that slightly sticky, mostly viscous fluid, think of Bork.
Oh, yes.
I modified those grease toes.
It's his own special recipe. It's shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and BBQ.
Oh, God. Are you returning to the Temple of Savras?
Well, has anybody else got information?
Is a tub 20 doses?
It's 20 uses per tub. I told you, I died too young.
Strictly because you had more grease to eat.
Were you keeping any?
Yeah, I got some.
How much you were keeping?
I have them written down as gourds. Is that the same thing?
No, you had seven. How many did you, what?
I had five.
So I just called them tubs.
No, I gave you all of them.
Oh, you gave all of them? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Bork would stand for that.
So, I now have 161 doses.
I'm not looking to increase my wealth so much as make myself feel better by killing the people who hurt my friend.
Okay.
And hurting includes stealing from someone who no longer needs their worldly possessions.
It includes Nigel.
I'm following behind and gently cheering on your therapy.
Appreciate that.
Anybody else?
Anybody in reach?
I mean, yeah. I mean, less so now.
No. What are you doing, Flutter?
Just following you guys. Just soaking it in.
Do any of the onlookers have information for me?
They do not.
I'll go see if old man P-Fart's got any.
You do see that he is up now. His eyes are no longer dilated.
But they red as hell.
What up, Grandpa Snoop?
I am,
Blazed.
Don't make me have that image.
It's too late now.
So you get back to Grandfather's Atembe. He says, I do not understand. I see a triceratops in iron.
Okay.
That's interesting. Like one that would be used in the arena, or?
I get the sense of a statue, perhaps.
Oh.
It is.
The triceratops is a statue?
Yes.
James, you owe it me a beverage appropriate for the time period.
Holy water.
Sparkling ice. The only thing drank in Chult.
Drank.
No, he says, yes, I see a statue of a triceratops. You have...
Cracked my riddle.
I am very... I don't know what to make of it.
Okay. Well, if you do, let us know.
It is getting closer to dusk now. Would you like to lay your friend to rest?
A couple more questions.
Yes.
Who would want information on Artis? I met the man personally in a big giant temple with a snake lady and a...
So you tell him all about the Guardian Naga and everything else?
Mm-hmm.
This is most disturbing. I do not know, but you were talking about powerful forces to be able to move through time and space in such a manner.
Yes, he was gone for a little while.
If this man is associated with them or friends of them, he must be a very powerful individual indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say who may be looking into that. There are all sorts of groups and organizations and people coming into Chult for their own reasons. I can only assume, based on my conversation with them, that they wish this man ill will.
Right.
That is all. They gave me a description and asked for me to look into him. It is not unusual. I usually turn such requests away, for obvious reasons.
I respect that. I won't add you to the list.
You did say questions. That was question.
Follow-up questions, but he answered more than... the one. So.
Fair enough. Yes, he's prepared to light a pyre for Bork whenever you are.
Have you met up with your friend?
Yes, I the one who was asking about Artis, her father?
Yeah.
I only told her that we had seen him and the general area where we had seen him.
We need to go meet up with her. So after we...
But I did not tell her about you seeing him, like, in the Time Wibble or the Naga or any of that.
That's fine.
I'm overhearing all this, right?
I assume so.
I want to go talk to her when we're done here. If we can go
find her.
That's fine. We'll just go where you were. I should wash some mourning off of myself anyway.
Yes.
I'm just covered in gallons of mourning from, from my grieving process.
Would you like to lay your friend to rest now?
Yep.
They have built a simple pyre in the back, you know, and as the sun goes down, he does hand you a torch. And as you sit there and watch Bork's earthly remains burn,
bye.
You look out around the city and you start to realize that there are a number of pyres going all throughout the city and that this is probably only getting worse.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners.